rise up to your knees. The night's chorus unfurls, raising a white flag to the arcane clouds. A bell tolls from the spire, fears a vibration, piling shallow breaths for when I stand. I wonder if you will ever see the contours above me. To lift the fragments.
My name is Michel Rivero. I'm from Cuba. I really believe in life. Life is an opportunity we all have to share in community, to share whatever we have to give. And community, I always think about, and I really believe in human being and our capacity to share. Share and respect the other. No, we all know what do we need. We need to breathe. We need a house to sleep. We need a family. We need education. We need a future. We need to actually believe in the stuff that make us build and walk through a better future. I really think that all we need is respect each other, love each other, enjoy life. Enjoy music, the creation. Just move our passions to the right direction. That's all we need. In that environment, everybody can live together. Everybody can respect each other. And it's the way I really believe everything should be going. And it's the way I really drive my life every day, myself every day.
Beautiful. Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michel. And we are here on the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Hopefully a little bit of insight. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence. And I'm here with Salt of the Earth DJ Ali Baba Ghazani from the back alley. How are you?
Hello, everybody. We are here again. Thank you for hearing us in the 101.9 FM from CITR in Vancouver.
That's correct. And we have with us tonight's guest, Santa Fe, Sweet Santa Fe, and Ripple Illusion. And we are on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And thanks to everyone out in the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. We'd like to acknowledge all the people around the world who are experiencing hardship. And blessings to all. And our prayers go out to all of our relations, which is everyone and everything that we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thanks to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share. And we are coming up, as I was thinking about Remembrance Day. So, shall we just continue, Ellie? Are we?
Yes, you can continue.
May I? Okay. Your Excellency. Thank you, sir. Well, we were sort of talking a lot about the theme for tonight being Remembrance Day, and so creating a world that is, and I thought that since we have a couple of influencers here of Talk with Children, and so creating a world that is truly fit for children does not imply simply the absence of war, but Remembrance Day is not only to pray and pay our respects to those who have fallen, but to remember the past and learn not to repeat it. So How do we guide our children without censoring ourselves, or rather with good influence, to influence young minds to have less war in the future, as they are the lawmakers of tomorrow and the treasures of our community? Welcoming us, welcoming here in the studio with us tonight is Sweet Santa Fe. And Sweet Santa Fe have used two different hometown styles into a songwriting collaboration filled with engaging stories, Cuban rhythms, and soothing melody lines. They sing in both Spanish and English, blending their two voices with harmonies to create a unique bridge between their two cultures. Penelope Christine Baxter, did I get all that right?
You did.
Is a songwriter from Alberta, and Michelle Rivero Murdoch,
yeah,
is a Cuban troubadour and trova writer. Imagine the warmth of a Caribbean ocean and the remembrance of a haunting prairie field. The joy of a community coming together and the zest of a family fiesta. And then welcome Sweet Santa Fe. Take it away, guys. Let's hear a song to start, shall we? What do you say?
Yes, we are singing Quédate, that means stay. And it's in Spanish.
Nunca fui el hombre perfecto, ya lo sé. Cometí muchos errores, pero estoy aquí, mi amor, para acompañarte al despertar y darte mucho más de lo que pude ayer. Todo lo que soñaste lo puedo hacer real, lo puedo hacer. Yo sin ti, yo era como un barco sin su mar, atrapado en las arenas de una playa sin sol. Y en una madrugada sin luna, por eso quiero darte más de lo que pude ayer. Todo lo que soñaste lo puedo hacer real, lo puedo hacer. Quédate conmigo, amor, te daré lo que quieras, todo a tu manera, amor. Bésame despacio, un beso sin fin, y arranca esa locura que me arde en la piel. Gracias a ti descubrí mi suerte, aquí es mi hogar. Mis gustos, mis deseos, todo lo sabes tú, mi amor. Tú me enseñaste cómo hacer para provocar la lluvia e inundar todas tus fuentes. Quiero proponer tu sueño y cumplirlo si lo quieres. Vamos a olvidar el mundo y a caminar libres de nuevo. Ya verás que estando juntos desaparecen los miedos. Quédate, quédate, quédate conmigo, amor. Te daré lo que quieras, todo a tu manera, amor. Bésame despacio, un beso sin fin, y arranca esa locura que me arde en la piel. Quédate conmigo, amor, y te daré lo que quieras, todo a tu manera, amor. Bésame despacio, un beso sin fin, y arranca esta locura que me arde en la piel. Quédate conmigo, amor. Despacio, bésame, bésame en la boca, besaré tu piel. Quédate conmigo, amor. Despacio, bésame, quédate. Despacio, bésame, 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 quédate conmigo, amor. Despacio, arranca esta locura que me arde en la piel, en la piel, en la piel.
Okay, so now that we know what that sounds like, thank you so much, you two.
You're welcome.
I think that we can do a little bit of adjustment here. Thanks to everybody out there listening in onto the Medicine Show with Sweet Santa Fe, you're listening to. Guitar is nice and loud. We next time, next song, we won't need a microphone on the guitar.
Okay.
You guys can separate the mics, have your own mic.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And then we can move around a little bit more. I just wanted to acknowledge somebody who's walked in the room. Hey, how are you doing? Say your name. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ernesto Carbo. Nice to meet you. Good night.
Good night.
Yes. Ernesto has joined us, and he's going to be helping out around here a little bit right now. He's doing some camera work for us. If anybody wants to tune in and see what's going on Facebook Live, just search out for Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, and you can see what's happening in the studio. And so, speaking of which, I wanted to share something with everybody. If you do want to see an amazing artist, this is art on the radio, okay? So if you want to see this wonderful piece of art that I'm holding up right now,
wow.
Check out Vancouver Medicine Show. This is Marta Pan's artwork. Check out that jacket. So what I'm holding here, I'm holding up a piece of art from 1992 that a local artist named Marta Pan created on a leather jacket. It's multicolored and absolutely beautiful. I just had to share that. So amazing. Hey, thanks, Marta Pan.
It is super cool.
Anyway, if you want to see that, you can actually see Facebook Live and back it up a little bit, and you can see what that looks like. Either way, we're going to continue right along. We have Sweet Santa Fe in the studio. Why don't we continue on with a little bit of more music before we tell people how to find more of the Sweet Santa Fe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This one we'll do in English. It's called Just a Simple Thought. Sometimes I can't hear for thunder. Sometimes every road I walk's a wonder. Sometimes the gray won't make a way for me. Sometimes I'm like a blade of grass pushed by the wind, and sometimes I'm trampled by the little things that sometimes wouldn't be a thought for me. And sometimes the sun will meet the storm, new thoughts will break even a shroud of gray. And sometimes everything will go my way. sometimes rain can make a brand new day, and sometimes I miss the rainbow 'cause I'm inside, and sometimes I'm absent to the beauty around me. And sometimes I'm passion scorched and desiccated, and sometimes even roses' thorns can penetrate, and sometimes love's not the same color to the blind. And sometimes the sun will meet the storm, new thoughts will break even a shroud of gray, and sometimes everything will go my way. Sometimes sun will meet the storm, new thoughts will break even a shroud of gray, and sometimes everything will go my simple thought of you makes everything go my way.
Wow. That's like a great combination of folk between the prairies and Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. You guys do sync up really well.
Oh,
and so just to mention, you are married?
Yes,
you're a couple at least.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell you guys are lovers. You guys sync very well.
Thanks so much.
So what did you... We don't want to take a break.
Yes, please. Come back soon.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
UBC Theater and Film presents a world premiere shining with love and possibility. Wives and Daughters by Jacqueline Firkins, based on Elizabeth Gaskell's Victorian serial novel, is a charming romp of love convoluted by hidden desires and expectations.
I like to be liked, but when people carry their affection too far, they become troublesome.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say or have a topic to share?
We have just...
What's that sound? What is that sound? It's the sweet sound of Sweet Santa Fe in the background. Welcome back to The Medicine Show. And this is our special Remembrance Day episode. So we would like to acknowledge everybody who has given so much in the past, and to remember as to not forget, as to do better and not repeat, I should say. So, Ali is, well, I guess we can touch on that a little while. We were listening to Michelle bring in the show with some words of inspiration, because I always say that it's not my opinion, because sometimes I want to dwell on all the negative of the world, but really, There is hope, and I was saying that we should, it's not necessarily what we're, let's just put it this way, that to do the right thing for the right reason, not for the, like, what we're going to get out of it. So, Christine.
Yeah.
You've taught children yourself, right?
Oh, no, I don't have children, no.
No, but you taught children with music?
Down in Cuba, he was teaching at a school down there.
And okay, then Michelle and you?
I was actually just helping at the school. I'm not a teacher myself. He's the teacher.
She was trying to teach English, actually. She was helping
really?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was helping with the English.
Experience.
And so just for beginners, for kids, and they just had that experience to have a Canadian teacher teaching them English.
Yeah. It's interesting because down, he was saying at the beginning, right, that everybody contributes what they can in any community, right? And so down there, when I went there, I felt I didn't have anything to contribute, right? Because I was new in the community and everything, and everybody's, but you speak English. Come
You've
teach us.
You've got the gold.
Yeah, you can speak English. Come teach us English. I'm like, really? Okay. So, yeah. So, I went to the guitar school. It's a guitar school, and I taught English.
That's great. So, great stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, Michelle, you seem to believe in hope, and you I always say that the kids are the treasures of the community, and that they are the decision makers of tomorrow. So I know that you yourself, you know, Christine was talking about the fact that you lived through the 90s in Cuba, and that this endure. What was the word? Resilience.
Yes, creates a lot of resilience.
Yeah, 90s was a difficult season for Cubans, and we had to do everything without anything. Like we learned how to build out of with our hands and with any materials who appear in the way. And that's the energy, that's the way we front, or we try to build the future with whatever we get, with whatever we have. And always driving to a point where do we need to go? Where are we going? So we need to go this direction. We need, the community need activities. So let's create the activities we need. Mm-hmm. And let's try to find out what is affecting us, and then let's work together to solve those problems. And it's actually a philosophical way to go and think that if we work together and we are in the same page, we are driving the same direction, we can get the point we want.
Any point you want.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's where the hope is created.
In the benefit, right? In the benefit of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get a lot of people complaining about politics and all these things. Yeah. And you know, this, what you described to me is what has been described as dynamic conversion. You take something that has been like a hardship or an experience that could be seen as very difficult, and finding the positive and converting that to something that is actually quite good.
Yeah.
You know, the resiliency that Christine was describing in your character, I find it very inspiring. And I love, like, I must acknowledge what you said at the beginning. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
It's very nice. You guys, where do people get more Sweet Santa Fe if people want to...
This coming weekend on the 17th and on the 18th, we're playing two different house concerts. We do a lot of house concerts.
Can anybody crash the party?
If you contact us on Facebook, yes, of course you can.
And so how do they do that?
Our Facebook is Sweet Santa Fe, just on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
And this weekend, actually, we're doing a community event. You can't crash this party, though. It's the Georgia Strait Guitar Workshop.
Yeah,
and
I want to know more about that.
It's pretty cool. You just come for the whole weekend and you bring whatever instrument you can or can't play, as long as you have it. You bring it and everybody just jams together. And you put your name into a hat and you join a hat band and you bring out the songs you know. It's just another way of creating community through musicians. And so we do several of these every year. We did a huge one called Swing Camp. In the interior BC on
Sorrento.
In August. And he was teaching there. So he's been doing a lot of teaching in these musical communities, which is
Where
really good.
Where is Sorrento?
It's in the interior of BC by Salmon
Arm.
Really? It sounds like a California town or something.
Well, it's kind of a hippie place. It's kind of cool. Yeah. And there's a little lake there. It's very beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. This weekend we are in this Crossing Beach, the workshops, and it's very interesting because there is a lot of jamming sections. It's like a big, huge jamming sections, and everybody brings out like a tune, and everybody just share that song and play together. Mm-hmm. Any instruments, like if you have a flute, you play the flute, and if you have a guitar, you show up with your guitar, and it's very interesting.
Yeah,
everybody brings like their flavor, their rhythms, bluegrass, Latin music.
The reason
Bossa
I took
Nova.
him, at the first place to one of these camps is when he arrived in Canada. I was trying to explain to him the culture here and the different, the bluegrass and the country music and all that stuff, and he didn't understand. I said,
"Oh, you shoved into genres."
Yeah, we do. So I brought him to the swing camp, and he was playing bluegrass music, and he was like, "No, and swing." He's like, "How does this work? I don't understand swing."
It was
interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know what's really fun to watch is people swing dance. They grab each other and they throw each other away, and just before they're like really far away, they pull back in and they start twirling them around.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's swing.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Love that. If someone doesn't know, like, could you describe what is, I hate to use the word business, but how does your act work? You guys travel, you do workshops. Can you talk a little bit about what is Sweet Santa Fe? Is it a... You guys, how does it work?
Well, we're a duo for the most part. We do full band stuff as well, but mostly locally at this point. Our duo stuff, we do festivals and stuff like that, mostly house concerts, and then a bit of touring as we're going to the teaching stuff we're doing. So, but everywhere we go, we're trying to create a little bit more community, so we don't really do bars and stuff like that because people aren't there to interact with you. Mm-hmm. We want to interact with the people that we're singing with and to, and a lot of times at the house concerts we do jamming after, so then we are bringing our flavor with their flavor and just mixing it all up. It's really fun.
You find that a sober performance is much more interactive and engaging and
well
fun.
At least you remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we just finished our first album together, and that's the thing that we are bringing out. Mm-hmm. This 2017, and
yeah.
We had a lot of local musicians that we loved to play with, and like Sean Mooney, Blaine Dunaway. Yes, Blaine Dunaway. Yeah.
We have a lot of really good Doc local Cox. Musicians where we live, actually. Yes. We're very fortunate. So.
Very nice. Yeah. So the website, is it just sweetsantafe.com, or I don't remember at this
it's
moment?
It's CA because we're in Canada.
Oh.
Sweetsantafe.ca.
Love it. Okay. I think I just pressed a button. What have I done? I hear music.
Nice.
I hear music. And I think that was that you guys?
No.
No, it was me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that was actually really
good. Allie is also a musician as well. Ah. So Michelle, I know we talked about poetry, and we like to hear poetry once in a while, so Michelle was sharing with us that he has got something that's very... What is that sound?
No,
it's good. Oh, okay. Michelle's got something that is not only in Spanish, but very appropriate for Remembrance Day. Would you like to recite that poem?
Oh, yes. I love this poem. Wait, and it's...
Do you want... You got any background music you want to set him up with? Is that what you're doing?
That would be lovely.
I don't know what's happened here.
It's okay. What was that music you had here? Press that button again. Here, I'll just let it play ahead. In the back. Oh, it was so nice. Go ahead. You can...
This poem is from José Martí, is the national Cuban poet, and it says, cultivo una rosa blanca en julio como en enero para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca y para el cruel que me arranca el corazón con que vivo, Carlos Niorugas cultivo una rosa blanca.
Beautiful. Hold on one quick second. All of a sudden, what's up, DJ Ray? Is there an emergency going on in the studio? Are we still on air?
You should be on air.
Okay. Well, there seemed he rushed in here like there was something going on. It made me all like, oh no.
As so long as we're not on fire, we're good to go, right?
I don't think we're on fire. Thank
okay.
God.
All
right.
I'll be back in an hour.
That's DJ Ray from the Late Night Show coming up next.
There you.
Oh, no, that was beautiful. And so you were, I think it was saying, cultivate a rose, like in January, like is in Julio?
July.
Right?
Yeah, he's talking about like planting a rose, a white rose for friends, and how even... if someone is trying, it's better. In this life, it's just better having friends. So if you think about what is advantage of having enemies? I never have found any advantage of having an enemy. So, in the other hand, what is the advantage of having friends? So that's way, way better. It's just, it's not even compatible. And this poem is just talking about that. Even if someone wants to be my enemy, I just will plant a white rose and I will give it to them because it's what I have.
Dynamic conversion again. I love it. So how about before we do the big switch up to listen to Ripple Illusion, would you guys like to do another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Excellent. Would you like to? Oh, here.
Do you want to do Paco Lotte? Do you want to do?
It's up to you.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is the song that is
the title track from our CD.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Here you go. This one has a little bit of freedom. It's a Cuban.
You know what? If we have time, we can just go straight through to two songs if you want to do two in a row.
Yeah.
Jingle, jingle.
Here we go.
Santa Fe.
Okay, you guys want to do one more and then we'll switch up. I just can't stop this right this second. By the way, thank you, Ernesto Carbon.
So this is our coffee song. So in Cuba, everything has a double meaning down there. Every time somebody says something to you, it means something different.
Oh, yeah.
So when a guy sees you on the street and he says, would you like to come for coffee with me?
Is that like arbor?
Yeah.
Yeah. The point is that we don't have to speak directly, you know. Yeah, sometimes we need to use our brain and be a little bit, like, you know.
Subtle.
I don't know.
You know, we have the similar expression for coffee. Want to go for a coffee?
Exactly. But you got to raise your eyebrows a lot when you do that right here.
Let them bounce around. Yeah. Bouncing eyebrow
coffee.
It's
the same thing there.
It has some of those. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Pa colarte café. It has a little bit of clapping with you.
Cada minuto que pasa nos hace cada vez más viejos, y en cada puesta del sol se acaba el día de nuevo. Abrázame, aférrate, junta tu cuerpo a mi cuerpo, hazme creer que en esta vida no perdimos el tiempo. Ser de este mundo, hay una estrella en el cielo, cada cual tiene su historia y una vida y mil deseos. Abrázame, aférrate, apaga de una vez este fuego, prométeme que harás cumplir uno por uno mis sueños. Ven pa' colarte café, café. Ven, ven, ven. Ven pa' colarte café. Morena linda, porque te quiero. Ven, ven, ven.
Ven pa' colarte café.
Te voy a dar café.
Ven, ven, ven. Ven pa' colarte café.
Y everybody say, cada frase se resume una idea, un pensamiento. Abrázame, aférrate, declárame al oído un verso y en la estrofa de la acción.
Yeah. Entrégame tu sentimiento.
Ven, ven, ven. Ven pa' colarte café. Ven pa' colarte mi café. Ven, ven. Ven, ven pa' colarte café. Si a ti te gusta y te encanta. Ven, ven, ven,
ven pa' colarte café.
Te voy a dar mi café.
Ven, ven,
ven, ven,
ven, ven pa' colarte café.
Yeah. Cada vez que sonríes me elevas cada vez más al cielo, y en cada sombra que borras se alumbra el día de nuevo. Abrázame, aférrate, declárame al oído un verso, prométeme que harás cumplir,
yeah, uno por uno mis sueños.
Ven, ven, ven.
Ven, 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 ven pa' colarte café.
Si a ti te gusta y a ti te encanta, ven, ven, ven,
ven pa' colarte café.
Te voy a dar mi café.
Ven, ven, ven,
ven, ven
pa' colarte café.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come have a coffee with me.
A coffee with me. A coffee with me.
Come have a coffee with me.
Come have a coffee. Come have a coffee with me.
Come have a coffee with me.
A coffee with me. A coffee with me.
Come,
yeah.
Come have a coffee with me.
Yeah.
Come have a coffee with me.
Sweet Santa Fe on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We're going to take a break and be right back with Ripple Illusion in just a few minutes.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations. I am Quichua indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
UBC Theater and Film presents a world premiere shining with love and possibility. Wives and Daughters by Jacqueline Firkins, based on Elizabeth Gaskell's Victorian serial novel, is a charming romp of love convoluted by hidden desires and expectations.
I like to be liked, but when people carry their affection too far, they become troublesome.
Cynthia's a sweet girl and charming, but she was always in some spot of trouble. She wasn't mischievous exactly, but mischief seemed to follow her.
Join us from November 9th to 25th at the Frederick Wood Theater.
After a certain age, a daughter becomes inconvenient.
So we must stop being inconvenient daughters and become inconvenient wives?
Theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
We did want to let you know about what is going on in the studio, but we have been, what? It's Ripple Illusion. You want to just jam along a little bit? A little lower? Just bring it down just for a second. Okay, so, yeah, like that. Just want to let you know something really exciting that's happening really soon, which is on Sunday night, One Love Latin America and Anexum Cultural Society, along with Avocado Bay, proudly presents Reggae Remembrance Day, the 5th edition, a magical experience celebrating 30 years of reggae with Gondwana from Chile playing live. And representing One Love Mexico is Ganjo Baseman from Zapopan. Also, you can see Selectas and Selectress with LTIRE at the Red Room Ultra Bar. Reggae Remembrance Day is this coming Sunday, November 12th. So that's like 2 days from right now. If you want to go see that for their long weekend celebration, once again, doors are at 8 p.m. Info, you can just check out Avocado Bay. They're down in Denman and Davie. Amazing food right upstairs there. So once again, that's to see Gondwana. I'm going to go. I don't know about you. Are you going to go there, Ali?
What's that?
Are you going to go see Gondwana?
Yes, yes.
I'm very excited.
Just, that's okay. just working with a few people.
That's all right. Ripple Illusion is here in the studio. And that's who you can hear jamming around in the background. Their inspired sound seamlessly weaves between hard-hitting blues rock and groovy R&B. The music cuts through to the soul, relieving its burden and providing a fresh message of hope. and eternal optimism. The future looks promising and surely busy for Ripple Illusion. They released their debut album, self-titled EP, in May of 2015 and toured in support of it throughout BC, Alberta, etc., etc. The EP opens with Black to the Start, Back to the Start. The album's central lyrical theme is that of an alienated soul searching for discovery and connection in a world that prefers illusions over truth. In autumn 2015, they released the new single, Escape, a groovy song that reflects the group's preference for both modern and retro influences. This is Mike Turner on keyboards. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Connor Charles Bricks is on percussion. Usually we know him as a drummer, but he's here. How you doing, Charles? Connor, Carl Charles, Charles Connor. Dennis Law on bass, ladies and gentlemen. Bring in the funk. And Carolyn Alat on guitars, solos, leads. This is Ripple Illusion.
It don't help if we just sit and wait until it's too little or too late. So don't wait. When you distract on anyone who wants to enact on finding ways to keep us in check now, there ain't nothing holding me back. Tell me they were under attack. It's why I'm not sitting in your pocket no more. I'm not sitting in your pocket no more. I'm not sitting in your pocket no more. I'm not sitting. I just need a place I can sink my teeth that doesn't taste so bittersweet. I need a place sink my teeth that doesn't taste so bittersweet. I need a place. Oh yeah, well, I need it. Cause this metropolis is growing. It shows no signs of slowing. This place will overflow. If we keep the pace, we're growing. Is futile, resistance is puerile. Everyone's saying, what's wrong with that? I need a place I can sink my teeth that doesn't taste so bittersweet. I need a place I can sink my teeth that doesn't taste so bittersweet. I need a place. So bittersweet, I need a place. I can sing my teeth that doesn't taste so bittersweet.
How about Another song. Let's just keep this ball rolling.
All right.
It's amazing and funky stuff.
Okay. We're going to play a newer song. It's called Creature. And, it's kind of about the role of humans and what we've kind of pegged ourselves to be, but what, in my opinion, we kind of more are close to in reality. So that's the theme of the song. And
I love it.
Creature and
Love that.
Yeah,
they're like, people are always trying to make themselves into this.
Absolutely.
And the truth is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just one man's version, but I mean, check it out. This is how it goes. There you go.
Okay, ready?
We're ready to rock.
One, two, three, bow! I'm a creature and the voice of Mother Nature. And I'm bound by no creator. So as I look to my salvation, of Mother Nature, and I'm bound by no creator. So as I look to my salvation, I just breathe in the air. They can see through your mean old lies. Oh, how could they ever deny that I'm a creature and the voice of Mother Nature? And I'm bound by no creator. So as I look to my salvation, we just breathe in the
Thanks, Jason.
Hey. Wow, exciting stuff here. I'm going to take this one. Dang, so what's going on with you guys? I'm so glad that we finally connected and got you guys on the medicine show.
Yeah, you were asking us for...
Feel free to...
Yeah, so you were asking us to come on here for quite a while, and we didn't quite have on our end the organizational skills to make it happen, but
oh, that's rock and roll.
One of these guys made it happen, and I'm so thankful. This is a super amazing experience. So thank you very much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. You can thank Carolyn for her push, and her and I have been chatting for a while. It's so good to meet you finally in the studio.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. What a great festive. This is what I like to, like, I sort of have been perceiving It's really humble, but really exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah. What's going on with the band? Or can people catch you out there in the city live? I see you guys have been doing some gigging and stuff. So what's going on? Can people find you? Can they hire you?
Yeah, they can find us. They can hire us. Absolutely, they can hire us. Next Friday, November 17th at the Biltmore, we'll be playing a set. We're kind of in the middle, but we're kind of like the main supporting act for a band from Edmonton called Carter and the Capitals, and we'd love to have you out for that. That's kind of going to be like a...
Put me on the list!
We're calling it a rock and roll trifecta. Our drummer Connor has another band.
Which one?
That is
Which one?
Opening. It's called Chase the Bear, and they're opening
the
night.
No big deal.
That happens at 8 p.m. It's an early show, because we gotta be cut off by 10:30 for... DJ's rights, so that's just how that goes. But don't worry, we'll still be playing, and then we'll be partying afterwards. So that's November 17th.
In case you didn't know, Chase the Bear is Medicine Show family members as well, because they've been on the show.
Yeah.
And now I like to think of past guests as Medicine Show family. So welcome to the family. Thank you, guys.
We're all in the family.
You know, we were talking about Remembrance Day. Do you guys have any special thoughts for the day, or thoughts on, is there any hope in your heart, or you think anybody could be enriched with any of your own perspectives from your experiences? And that sounded too bold. What do you guys think of Remembrance Day?
That's okay.
It's really important, you know. It's good to, celebrate that part of Canadian culture. It's not like, it's not regular that Canadians have something specific that we celebrate, It's like we're kind of always celebrating whatever America does. Like, oh yeah, America's doing that. We should do that too. It's like, oh yeah, kind of like, we've got like one day where we're like, oh yeah, sweet.
Fireworks Day. Let's do one right before them.
We did that. We're not celebrating something that like the U.S. did and we helped. It's like, oh yeah, we can take credit for doing something great as part of history. And, I think that's important.
Yeah. It's getting very interesting how like with Remembrance Day, a lot of veterans with each passing year, like the number dwindles and there's less and less people who actually saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just going to be interesting to see how it evolves, how we can like make sure we keep remembering the contributions of all those like amazing people who sacrificed.
Yeah.
There's getting less and less people, so I just think it's gonna be interesting to see what it looks like in like 5 to 10
Yeah,
15.
That's totally legit, because like you said, there's less and less, and these guys are getting older, and with a whole bunch of luck, we won't need to have a new generation of war heroes.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's not something like to aspire to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm curious about that Creature song. What can you talk a little bit about what that meant to you? Because I started going on to some people. So
yeah,
what was on your mind when you wrote it?
Mike's about to get edgy.
I don't think so.
Good. Get edgy.
That's
do
a good
it.
Point. That's a good point. I don't know what's edgy or not, but like, to be honest, I think all of our songs are pretty edgy in like in the topic that they choose. So the kind of the theme of like Ripple Illusion is like the ripple side is supposed to kind of embody the positive, or yeah, it's like that upbeat sound we have that sounds very happy. And then the illusion side refers more to like the theme and the lyrical content. So it's got that like happy upbeat side, but on the illusion side, I don't know, like the lyrical content kind of means like it's talking about religion versus what else, and we fall back on religion really hard. And I just think that we need to open our minds and like, maybe mix religions or like make it okay to be non-religious. And and that's kind of where I'm at. And I just wanted to sing a song that I also wanted to kind of make a song that was like somewhat of an atheist jam or like an atheist,
atheist
you know, well, like atheist anthem,
I mean,
right?
Do you have to be religious to be spiritual? Can you like embrace, like, what about that concept?
No, no. I mean, you can be spiritual about a lot of things that aren't religion. We're spiritual about music, right?
Can I get really scandalous? And I'll leave a loophole, but a lot of religions are a total perversion of spirituality. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I don't want to, like, put anybody down.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's just one big money grab.
Yeah.
And I'm not pointing fingers.
Yeah, I'm not pointing fingers with Scientology.
I'm leaving.
I did it. I didn't mean to.
We love you, Beck.
Like
we love
said,
you.
I'm leaving a lot of loopholes here because, you know, I believe, obviously, I talk about, the, you know, give thanks and everything, so. I love the spirit.
It's like I think we evolved to have like certain morals, and thou shalt not this and that was all just like evolution, and then somebody wrote it down and said this is what we need to follow, so you need to follow all the other things I say, whereas it's like those things already existed.
It's like,
well,
man, I guess I should murder
like
anybody,
religion.
Huh?
Yeah,
I guess
I'm glad he said something about that.
Well,
shouldn't murder people. So I
agree
so I
with some of these things.
Being said, I mean, like, you know, there's a purpose for everything.
Yeah,
like, I understand why it keeps going on. Some people just need like a guideline. Like, a lot of it, I feel like, is, you know, people have kids and they're like, well, I don't know how to raise a human being, so this church kind of like raised me. This is the rules that I'm going to raise a person to. So it's like, all right, you know, you should follow this book because, I mean, basically that's how you're a good person. As long as you don't listen to like that crazy guy on the street talking, saying that he believes in the same thing that you do.
Yeah. And the church brings a lot of community too. Like it brings a lot of fun things and like supporting people. And I think people really like that, and they should. And then we just need to like emulate that and not force all these other.
Sure.
Like, really
well, there is like what you were talking about. There is the concept of non-denominational churches and stuff too. So like it's not always you have to join a religion to go to congregate people or sing. I love singing songs.
Yeah.
And, like with a bunch of people. Let's jam.
I love singing gospel.
Speaking of which,
hallelujah.
What song do you guys want to do next?
Next. What were we going to do? Were we going to do Escape or Ride the Wave? It's one of those two songs. What do you guys think?
Is this yours?
I think Escape would be fun.
Escape.
Escape.
So Escape, you guys...
It's okay. It's all
you guys, right. You guys played Escape. You guys played like our live version of it. That's okay. We were gonna play it again. But if you think we should play a new one, then we can do that too.
What do you feel like?
Oh, shit. We all...
Let's play Escape.
Okay.
People, you know what? Then it'll pound into people's heads. You go, it's that song. I love that song. I love that song.
Yeah, this was the last single we released in, I think, October or November of 2015. And we've been like kind of touring and recording since then. So, but this is the last one that we actually released. And it can be found on our Bandcamp page. And it goes like this.
Yes. Yeah. Right before you start, tell people. RippleIllusion.com or how do people find you?
Yeah, that's it. That's one way. And you can go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp through there.
You Googleable.
Yeah exactly.
We're
it's
on the
pretty
Facebook.
It's not too hard to find, but
add us on MySpace.
Exactly. RippleIllusion.com.
MySpace.
Nobody else wanted RippleIllusion.com, so we just took it.
We got it. Yeah.
What a great name for that, right?
Yeah. So
yeah. There you go. Add us on MSN Messenger while you're at it.
All right. Bring out the oldies. Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, it's not that old. It's only like 12 years old.
It's pretty old.
One, two,
so
three.
So yesterday.
Ball.
Here in my escape, my alter ego state. Well, I have done you. So wrong of late. I've been saying, let me feel something less than real. Let me roll the soul. Find cracks, fill the holes. And if I let my kind bring you down like a precious diamond mine, and let your sun shine red right over me.
Take a break in a few seconds. Here, go to a commercial. We'll be back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Just a moment.
Yes, yes.
Have you heard of Discorder?
Yes.
That salty magazine from CITR 101.9 FM?
Yes.
Pick up your copy of this month's issue at Red Cat Records, Budgie's Burritos, the VPL, or at any of our other 132 distribution locations. This issue features Aura Kogan, Holy Hum, Van City Queens, Good Night Out, and Sawdust Collector, plus reviews of local artists, shows, and other creative endeavors. All in one Salty F publication.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Change.
I give you strength.
Bring it down now.
Absolutely beautiful.
That's fun.
Good energy in the room. I really appreciate you guys like sharing the space.
Yes.
A little bit.
Just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Crossing over top of the guitar, playing the piano.
There was gigs back in the day where we like forgot a mic stand and stuff, so we had to. I think it was more like busking, but we had to like share a mic.
Yeah. The whole time.
That happened. That happens a lot.
It was funny. Yeah, exactly.
Sharing is caring.
Anybody last shout outs before we say goodnight?
I want to say what up to my homeboys and Chase the Bear.
Yo, Chase the Bear.
They're probably hanging out in my basement right now, maybe listening to this show. So I can't wait.
Tune in on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live.
Hey, Facebook Live. Hi, Mom.
Hi,
Mom and Dad.
My wife, Kathleen, and then I'm going to go home and. As soon as I get home, I'm going to be able to tell if she heard that. So,
all right.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, Mikey boy. Getting risque.
Yay. Shout outs.
Shout outs.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. I'm Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani. Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. But just I had so much problem with so much musician just with three microphones.
Thank you for
your You did a good job. You did a really good job, Ali.
Amazing job.
Could you read this?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Come on.
I can read it.
Creating a world that is truly fit for children does not simply mean the absence of war. It means having the confidence that our children would not die of measles or malaria. Oh, sorry. It means having access to clean water and proper sanitation. It means primary schools nearby educate children free of charge. It means changing the world with children, ensuring their rights to participate and their views are heard, are considered. And finally, it means building a world fit for children where they, every child can grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Come straight. Amen, brother.
Amen. I would like to thank the maker. I'd like to thank our guest, Sweet Santa Fe, starring Michelle Rivero and Christine Baxter. Thank you, too, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Ripple Illusion, Caroline Alat, Dennis Law, Mike Turner, and Connor Brooks from Ripple Illusion. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks to our family, our parents, our siblings, everyone out there listening to this beautiful city. And remember, building a world fit for children where every child can grow to adulthood in peace, health, and dignity. Thank you. Please let us know your thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We'll leave you with Remembrance Day by Bryan Adams. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, relax your nerves, appease your spirit, set your mind at rest, have a good night. Coming up next is DJ Ray in the Late Night Show.